Well, I woke up this morning about 4:15, grabbed my hat and bag, and stepped out the door and hooked up the tractor to the U-Haul hitch. I went and picked up Vince, and we headed out there to Peepasitch. Figured we'd try to get into some smallies in the Clearwater. Hoping there wasn't nothing to get snagged up on. So we're cruising somewhere near Livingston. I had some herb in my bowl and I lit it again. I was jabbing at the jaw and crimson in the eye. On the way to Dale Hollow, I was floating like a butterfly. Then I got stung by a bee. I had to squeeze the mustard, Uncle Vinny said, wow. Then I saw the lights flash and my heart sank down. And a man rolled up with a real nice knee. And I rolled down my window and he smelled my weed. He said, I'm Officer Looper, the Tennessee State Trooper, and I'll take your license and your registration and all your grass. Shit. I guess it was only a matter of time while I was driving around like that. He said, where you heading? I said, to catch some bass. He said, step out on my magnifying glass. He made me watch his fingers and touch my nose. Then he made me count to 30, but then he let me go. Made my day. Yes, I do reckon it was a little catch and release. So that there's my story, and I want you to know, if you're gonna go fishing, you better take her slow. You better look both ways and keep her in line. Let this be a lesson to you and all your partners in crime. Always watch your 6 and 9. Don't roll through the stop sign. You don't always need to make them verses rhyme. Don't be mixing liquor with your wine. If you feel so inclined, keep me in mind. And oh, by the way, only break one law at a time. True story, folks, about me and a good friend of mine, Mr. Vince Herman. Guess who's here? Vince, where are you at? We've also got his bandmate. We got some boys from Leftover Salmon up here that we're gonna have come pick with us. Andy Thorne, Mr. Drew Emmett. Yeah. Okay, we've turned it into a shindig. Sing one?
I would love to.
Are we all settled in?